This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal officials said they would support state efforts to require able-bodied adults to work as a condition of eligibility for Medicaid. 10 states have proposed running demonstration projects, a major policy shift for low-income people. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company will shell out $8.3 million to end a proposed class action brought by assistant bank managers who allege they are misclassified as overtime-exempt employees. President Trump, in vulgar and racist terms, disparaged some countries, particularly in Africa and Haiti, and wondered why more people couldn't be allowed to come into U.S. from countries like Norway. Walmart, the nation's largest employer, announced a $1 per hour pay raise for hourly workers and some benefit improvements, then indicated it would close 63 Sam's stores, laying off thousands. A 2016-17 survey by the IRS Taxpayers Advocates Office found that 41 million taxpayers had no broadband connection in their homes, including 14 million with no internet access at all. The youth unemployment rate in Iran is 40%. Italy's Animal Protection League protested Pope Francis' charity office for inviting 2,100 homeless and poor people to visit the circus for free. New York City is moving to divest its pension fund of $5 billion in oil company stocks and is planning to sue oil companies in an attempt to collect billions of dollars worth of damages for climate effects on the city. According to the Department of Energy, 3.38 million Americans were employed in the clean energy sector in 2016, 10% more than the 2.99 million employed in working in fossil fuels. In the months before January 1, 2000, the U.S. spent $100 billion guarding against the so-called Y2K bug. Complicating his long-term stay in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, Julian Assange, WikiLeaks founder and hacker, has now been granted Ecuadorian citizenship. Department of Education has found that the Texas Education Agency illegally denied students access to special education services by setting a target for access at a maximum number of people who could receive entitlements. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.